Hey guys, Chad here at Worldwide Sax. I've lined up three sopranos to your sound file here today, featuring a very cool buffet soprano, serial number 2889, and it's got the SA18-20 stamp on it. So it's kind of that really interesting crossover. Is it a Dynaction from the 50s with that earlier serial number that they had and that changed over, or the SA model where there's not that much information known about them? It has modern keywork, key to high F, a great pinky cluster G-sharp area, but it doesn't have the inset like a Super Dynaction. But we'll get to that in a second. Starting out with saxophone number one, a 1981 Yanagisawa, copy of a Mark VI, but it actually has a Busher Super 400 logo on the bell. But it's stamped Japan, so it's definitely the Yanni model. What a cool sax. All three of these are going to be interesting to hear. Here we go. Saxophone number one, the Yanagisawa. Let's jump back in time to my Con New Wonder 1, 1924 Con, serial number start 147,000. Saxophone number three, the buffet. Silver plated, serial number 2889. Well, there's definitely some playability differences in a couple of these. It's worth noting that the last one here, the buffet, has no neck strap ring to help stabilize my embouchure. It's still kind of fun to play. It's rather comfortable in the palm keys that a lot of old sopranos don't have. Like my vintage Con is actually pretty comfortable because it's not in line. The Mark VI, or the Mark VI copy in this case, they have a semi-inline palm key setup. A lot of people have run into that. It's kind of a love-hate thing. More people hate it. Let's talk about mouthpiece here at the end and a little bit of resonator differences, because I think it's important to note this. Mouthpiece was a Yanagisawa silver-plated metal mouthpiece, number 9, tip measuring 71 thousandths. The resonator's on the Yanni first. It had smaller domed metal resonators, so they weren't large like a 1990s, 2000s kind of Selmer size. They were much smaller, and the same resonator throughout every pad that had one. Otherwise, it was just a rivet. Number two, the Kahn New Wonder 1 had a vintage standard rebuild we do here at Worldwide Sax. So it had flat metal resonators, about half the pad size. And then the Buffet has zero resonators, not even rivets. So some of the projection and bright treble volume that could have been there in this horn during a rebuild or set up to somebody's liking were not present at all. But we can all agree that sopranos don't necessarily need to be much brighter than they already are. Well, let's leave it at that. I gotta take some photos of these and we'll put it up on the website.